You're nothing to me. I step into your high-powered office. All modern, angular lines, softly lit. And I watch you adjust your big shot tie for a moment. I've prepared myself for another round through of a humdrum routine. But I suspect that you are hardly prepared for the major event that's about to befall you. Finally, you notice I've arrived, and you seat yourself in the chair you've placed in the center of the room. I remove my wide-brimmed hat and hang it off the coat stand. I have you transfixed as I undo the bell on my trench coat, and listlessly let it fall to the floor, bunching my strappy pointed and elegant stilettos. I'm wearing a black basque with gold lacing that hugs my lithe figure. Matching minimalistic thongs. Sheer silk stockings suspended at my thighs, so shapely and smooth. A single garter at the top of one. With a little pink bow. As if it meant. My eye makeup is dark and dramatic, sultry and smoky, accentuating the bright shimmering of the eyes that gaze at you from this arresting backdrop. My lips glisten, an almost metallic, deeply erotic, deep shade of purple. You are captivating. Within the unending gaze I've directed at you. And now, I'm about to draw you deeper into my thrall. I drop to my knees gracefully and let my hair fall over my face. Then I begin my slow, sensual cat crawl towards you. My eyes locked on yours all the while. You can't help but notice how my ass moves from side to side. You like that? I know. It's so easy for me. I know I can move. I've made men come in their pants just by watching me. Simply by watching my seductive, teasing gestures. Each careful movement flowing seamlessly into the next. The gentle, undulating flow of my flawless body. Flowing and meandering before you, getting closer and closer. I split your knees apart now, arch my back voluptuously, slowly pushing my pert and exquisitely defined breasts forward. And I ride an easy way. I mesmerize you with my hypnotic motion. I can sense your stiffness, your desperate need. You've never wanted anything so badly as you want me now. And I know it. Yet you are powerless, enthralled where you sit. Powerless to do anything, only wait for my next move. Now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I bring my face just inches from yours. My shimmering eyes still peering and probing, being right into your depths. A strand of hair catches on my smooth lip as I undo your belt and unzip your fly. Setting free your heart pulsating leg. Easy boy. Don't come just yet. Dark purple fingernails trail up your thighs. I flatten my palms to the base of your abdomen. Then, I draw them up to your chest. My immovable stare keeps you captivated. With my balletic grace, I push off from you abruptly to crouch with my back to you now. Slowly, start to straighten my incredible leg, legs and so very sensually I press my ass into that straining cock. How you'd love to just empty your entire self over that heavenly ass, but you gotta hold on to it, boy. Not yet. I can feel that heart aching as I slowly rock my hips, gently, slowly. I know that feels fucking amazing. With a single step and a twirl, I've folded myself across your lap and thrown my glaring eyes back at yours, over my shoulder. I'm goading as I constrict the surrounds of my gaze, tunneling its intensity focused right on your core. And I'm practically telepathing the words. You can do what you want. You're nothing to me. Now fucking spank my ass. Again. You can feel how that turns me on. You can feel the warmth coming from between my thighs. Yes, do it. Yes, do it harder. Harder. I sweep myself up and throw a leg, all in one fluid and refined arcing movement, straddling your lap now. I keep your eyes on mine as I pull the narrow band of fabric between my legs to one side, and I position my hips. Just now, you begin to feel my sublime, sleek warmth creeping down your tortured cock. Let me drag all your pain out. Feel the precious relief that comes from inside me. Feel how skillfully I can manipulate all those tiny muscles within my vagina. Can you feel that? Delectable. Slippery rippling. Feel it ripple, tickling and teasing, riding your entire length now. I want you to feel it. Really feel it. Feel how my drenched pussy strokes you when I'm in control like this. I can tease you indefinitely. Or I might feel like taking you down as I slam into you. As I thrust into your heart and thrust mercilessly, fucking you, picking up pace, slamming into your heart and thrust, pus slipping all over your stupefied dick again and again, and then fast, gazing into your eyes, I can see you've just about lost your mind, and I fuck you more, dripping, slipping, pus rippling on my cock. As I soak it with my drizzling honey, as I stroke it with my hot pussy, I need to blow, and I'm not going to let you go yet. I'm not going to let you just yet. Don't come. I want to slam in your heart and faster fuck you with my sting hot pussy. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. Hear it now. Hear the juicy cunt as it fucks you. I pull myself into you, pressing my breasts into your chest, hips gyrating and thrusting still. You need to come. Show that load deep inside me. Fucking come inside me. Come deep inside me. Come. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Barely sound, I climb I slip back into my coat and grab my hat. I pause by the door to look back at you for a moment. And then